Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. I know you like to keep up on the social media trend, so let me help you out with this. I mean, you know what? Who doesn't want to hear about another social media trend? I do! Yeah! Okay, this one here, I don't know how I feel about this one. I normally just would, like, just don't want to hear about any social media trends. I think they're stupid. This one here, I'm kind of on the fence about.
Okay.
People are taking pictures of their stomach before and after they eat, and of course they're throwing them on, you know, the socials.
So I could be depressed and then super depressed.
Yeah, exactly.
Is this the depressed, super depressed challenge? Awesome, I'm in.
You could thank a fine young person for doing this, a 24-year-old by the name of Clara from Tennessee. She started posting selfies on TikTok that show her stomach before she eats a big meal and then one that shows her after she eats a big meal. And Clara says, hey, man, I have gotten a ton of great feedback from people. And these are people very, very insecure about their bloating after eating. And now this is helping them realize that it's totally normal. I don't know. I don't hear many people in my circles complaining about bloating. But, I mean, Vicky is showing me a picture right now. And it is, I mean, it is dramatic, obviously, because she's just had a huge meal. Makes sense that she looks the way she looks.
But I've had those instances where I've been like, kind of like, I look at myself in the mirror, I'm like, oh, man. I mean, I thought you were trying. And then it's like, because I just had a meal, you kind of forget. Like, you know, if you have like, I love sushi. So after a while, the rice starts expanding, and then all of a sudden my stomach looks like I'm Santa Claus. And I'm just like, geez, man, this is awful. But it's impressive, like, how, like, I know some guys that do, like, the cheat meals that are in, like, great shape. Like, this wrestler dude I know that he is, like, got a six-pack. He had an insane cheat meal, and then he showed a picture of what he looked like, and he looked like me. And I was like, what the hell did you do to yourself? And then the next day, he's right back to having that six-pack. I was just like, that is insane.
Wow. Yeah, that really is insane. It's like the fat, I don't think, grows right off the bat. So that's weird that the six-pack disappears.
I think it was just like he was so bloated that it just covered it. I don't know, man. Like, it wasn't like he has, like, a super hard six-pack, but, like, he looks good.
Yeah.
You can see abs. Yeah.
This is why I'm on the fence about this, because, look, anything somebody can do to have somebody feel better about themselves, especially when the reason they don't feel good about themselves is kind of, you know, really unreasonable. It's unreasonable to be mad at yourself for being bigger after you eat. That's just going to happen. So
that's why I like pants with elastic waists.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Just that belt, man, that doesn't lie to you when you have a big meal.
Truth.
Oh, no, it doesn't. You're absolutely right. And frankly, the soft cotton T-shirts have been very unforgiving to me when I have a big meal. You know, the bigger cotton T-shirts or the old hard T-shirts.
The thicker ones, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the harder ones. Yeah, the hard, thicker ones. Huh? But, I mean, I like those. I miss those because they didn't show off when I had a big meal so much.
Mm. You're not as form fitting.
Exactly.
No, I
You're
know what
absolutely
you mean.
Right. And yeah. It's like they're more comfortable, but it's like I sometimes will go, man, what happened to me? This thing never fit like this before.
We need to make technology that makes the shirts that are like the soft shirts, and they feel nice and comfortable. When you eat a meal, it senses it feels the energy of your body, and then it slowly turns into like that 100% stiff cotton.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sure that's doable.
It needs to turn into a poncho, let's be honest.
No, the trick is I've seen women do this when they wear the high-waisted pants. Mm. You get the little pooch, and they don't want the pooch, so they'll put a piece of cardboard in. It flattens it out.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Yeah, it totally works.
So what, they put cardboard under our shirts?
Just tuck it into your pants if you want that flatness. Just after you eat.
Plus, if you're a role player, it's a little bit of an armor.
Right? Oh, my gosh.
Wow, okay. Well, there we go. This is worth it. Yeah, the cardboard's, you know, cardboard's a great defense against looking like crap. You're right.
I just need the confidence of Tatum, my daughter.
There you go.
You know, like, she walks around the house, and I'll have to show you guys some pictures. I have some live photos that where you can actually see it. She just starts walking around the house. She lifts up her shirt and then just starts smacking her stomach and laughs the whole time. She's like, ah! And I'm like, that's the confidence we all need, that we don't care. Like, just granted, she's not two. She's like 15 months old and doesn't have a care in the world. But like, it's just like there's that aura of like, I don't give an F. Look at my stomach and I'm going to slap it so you can actually pay attention to it.
Well, you see, yeah, you have two phases in your life where you don't give an F. I mean, it's that age, and then when you're like, you know, in your 80s, maybe.
Well,
you're just
three.
Like,
when you have a lot of whiskey, I do it at the bar, too, sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, if I'm like... Oh, sorry.
Well, I've seen Tatum's videos, and she does look like somebody just stumbling around at the bar a lot and having a great time.
She looks like a drunk. She looks like a drunk baby.
Yeah, well, I mean, she's got a smile on her face, and she looks a bit tipsy. If we could somehow just put a glass on her hand, dude, those would be great videos. Just if you get her, like, do they have a baby's first shot? A glass? Do they sell that anywhere?
Probably not.
You know what? I bet that's on Etsy. Yeah. I bet you can find that on Etsy.
Maybe.
The funny part of my wife's like, I'm like, how the hell? Where did she learn that from? She's like, you realize you do that all the time. And I'm like, oh, crap, I do. Like, in the house, I'll just, like, smack my stomach.
Oh, no. So she got that from you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, your poor wife. Does she do anything your wife does? So far, every video
cute.
I've seen.
That's about it.
All right, that's a good answer, by the way. That is a very, very good answer.
That's why I'm married, man.
Yeah.
You know all the right things to say.
All the videos I see of her, I just look at her and I go, oh, my God, I've seen Steve look like this at a couple of conventions.
Yes. Or the stories that we've heard, because I think yesterday you were telling us, I don't remember if it was on air or off air, about how she was trying to imitate Lulu. So yes. She growls like Lulu and smacks her tummy like Dad.
Yep.
Yeah.
And farts without any sense of, like, care.
I like it.
That's
she's she's Daddy's girl.
Tree.
Here's your problem, is that, you know what, usually parents want to have more children because they would like to get one that's a little bit more like them, especially if the first one is maybe like the other one. And Steve, I feel like Tatum's going to have a baby somebody just because she seems a lot like you.
Yeah, she's got like the visuals, though, at least, like she's cute. And she has like cute outfits, so she's on mom's side with that. But when it comes to, like, you know, just like bodily functions and certain mannerisms, she's definitely my daughter.
We got a movie theater manager that learned a very valuable lesson. You know, apparently you can't sell cocaine at the concession stand.
Since when?
Wow. Now this pandemic has just ruined everything. Steve's got the Migs report for you at 6:20 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle.
Well informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys, and thanks to Advanced Hair Restoration for giving us the Migs Report. And today, a very special day. Take off your pants, everybody. Keep the jacket on, though.
Oh, okay, good.
Yes, because it's National No Pants Day.
Nice!
Oh, cool. It's your day, Rev.
All right.
Hell yeah.
Is that why you're not wearing pants, Rev?
Oh, might be. Oh. Oh, it's Friday also.
Oh,
yeah. Let's not forget.
No, it's also Friday. Zoom day. I mean, really, with Zoom, that's every day, really.
And today, actually, is a good day to show some love and appreciation and respect to all the spouses of military people, because today is Military Spouse Appreciation. So shout out to all the men and women that have to be there by the side of the men and women in the military.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a tough
thing.
Job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also National Tourism Day. And I was just thinking, if you could be a tourist in one place, where would you go?
Ooh. A tourist in one place, where would I go?
Like, where would you like to go? I mean, but you know, I mean, you got to think about it. I'm trying to think of like a place where you can go check out a bunch of cool stuff. Like, I'm thinking Italy. Italy would be fun.
That'd be awesome.
I can't argue with Italy.
And as a tourist, I would like to try all the food.
Yes.
I don't care about all the fancy architecture and the buildings that have been around forever. Give me some freaking spaghetti and some pizza.
There you go. Yeah, I'm with you. Italy's high on my list, but I think for me it's Ireland. I want to go to Ireland first to do the whiskey tours, see all the green.
Food, alcohol.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I hear they're very, very welcoming over there to tourists as well. I mean, I don't know if that's true, but my wife went to Ireland and really enjoyed it.
I think I'm the only one on the show who's never been to Hawaii, and I'd love to go.
Do it.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, you need to. No, I've never been either, Vicky.
Let's go.
Yeah,
there you go right now. I still got credit.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll probably piss my wife off if I use my Hawaiian Airlines credit to take you guys. But you know what? Sometimes you just got to ask for forgiveness and not permission.
Yeah, there you go. That works.
Yeah. BJ, where are you going?
Oh, man. You know what? This is going to be lame as hell, but I want to go to California.
Lame.
I want to do the Star Wars thing.
Yeah. Oh, you got to wait till next year, man. That's when they're going big.
Okay, say Disneyland, not California.
Well, California's said I had to pick a place.
Yeah. It's like, where is Disneyland, Danny?
Come on. It's in California. For crazy, everyone's saying Italy, Ireland. I mean, they pick countries. I pick a state, and I'm a bum.
Right, how dare you?
Yeah.
Should just say America.
Steve could go eat Italian food in America, Danny. He doesn't have to go to Italy.
Right. I could go to Buca de Beppo.
Oh, nice.
So good. So good.
I just think that Danny is such a Disneyland addict. That, you know what I mean? It's like they're their own country as far as I'm concerned.
This should be called Disneyland USA.
Exactly.
Oh,
they
actually,
are.
Yeah. All right, Rand, where are you going to be a tourist?
I want to check out some hobbit holes in New Zealand.
Oh, good call.
I wouldn't mind going to New Zealand. That does sound like fun.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
Someone said, Belize, the Mayan ruins are awesome.
Oh, cool. Yeah, good. That's, you know what? If I was more cultural, I would have said that.
And a texter says Italy is fantastic. Yeah. Also, Sunday is Mother's Day, so happy Mother's Day in advance to all the moms out there. And I do like that somebody looked at Google searches to figure out what Mother's Day brunch food is the most popular in every state. Because, you know, it's on a Sunday. You don't want to wake up that early. It's Mother's Day. So enjoy some brunch.
Nice.
What do you think?
Ooh. Oh, for mimosas.
Mimosas, you're absolutely right. That came in number no, that did not come in at number one. Actually, some kind of breakfast meat was number one in 21 states, including Washington. We went with sausage.
Yeah.
Oh, moms like the sausage?
Moms in Washington love sausage. Especially because single moms.
Yeah, well,
I'm very popular single moms.
I mean, how many poor mothers get jokingly like given that as a gift? Hey, would you like a little sausage for Mother's Day? Hey, how you doing?
I guarantee I'm not offering that to my wife for Mother's Day.
I mean, if it happens, that should be like the end result of something awesome being given to her, but
I'm not gonna be like, hey, you want my sausage? Happy Mother's Day. Here's your
well,
gift.
You know what? if your spouse came to you on Father's Day and say, hey, would you like whatever the equivalent is of sausage? You'd be like, this Tacos? Is the best gift ever. Yeah. I mean, you'd be like, I sure do. That's all I really want for Father's Day.
I'll have to go with a vegan version, though, of course.
All right. Well, listen, you, however you work that out.
All right. Let's talk about this movie theater manager who was busted for selling cocaine from the concession stand.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
And I do love that one section says, how else is Migs going to stay awake during that movie?
Yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah, it's a 39-year-old woman, actually, by the name of Jamie. She's the manager of a movie theater in Minnesota. The cops figured out that she wasn't just selling popcorn and Sour Patch Kids and other candy. She was also selling Coke from the concession stand.
Okay.
And here's the best part. She would literally put the Coke in people's bags of popcorn.
Oh, I thought you were going to say she would literally put the Coke in the Coke.
That would actually be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Somebody tipped off the cops about what was going on, so they set up a sting, and Jamie did sell an undercover police officer some cocaine in a popcorn bag for $100.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if it's refillable, though. It's in a bag, not the bucket.
Yeah, really, the popcorn better be refillable. I just paid $100 for this.
What's a bucket of Coke cost?
Yeah. I feel like that's a steal. Do we know how much a bucket of popcorn costs?
Yeah, that's a good deal. Point. It's about the same.
Yeah, right?
Oh, man, that's... how long did she think this could go on? Seriously.
It's creative, but you're really kind of putting yourself out there. I mean, word of mouth eventually is going to get to somebody. Like, hey, did you know Jamie? She was selling us Coke at the movie theater. Just ask for the extra buttered pop... Or the popcorn with extra energy.
Oh.
Energy boost.
Oh, yeah. I'll take the energy popcorn, please. Would you like butter? No, I'd like energy.
We go from Coke to meth because there's a 41-year-old guy in Western Pennsylvania. His name is Timothy, and he was arrested because, well, he would not stop shooting fireworks at his neighbor's house.
Yeah. Wow. You know what? I would never suspect meth was a problem in that situation.
Well, here's the thing. The cops already knew who he was because the day before all this was going on, Timothy called the cops and said two burglars were trying to kill him. They showed up. There were no signs of any break-in. There were no signs of anybody being there. So when they showed up for the fireworks call, they noticed that Timothy was covered in sweat. He was acting kind of weird, and he was also hallucinating.
Wow.
They had to tackle him when he reached for a knife. Then they cuffed him, and they found a bunch of cocaine, which he got at the movie theater, and meth in his pockets.
Again, we forget that the cops have to handle calls like this all the time. Neighbor of the year right there.
You're right. Imagine that's your neighbor. I'm going to think about that next time I bitch about my neighbor, like, being up late and playing music or something like that. At least
you're right.
Fireworks and doing meth.
I suppose if a dog takes a dump in my yard, that's not as bad as somebody, basically shooting fireworks at my house.
So. I think that actually is worse. You have every right to be mad.
Yeah, you're right. I'm going to call the cops, after I take some meth.
The Mariners are in Texas. Hopefully they'll win today at 5 p.m.
Ooh,
and then on Sunday,
playing good.
Hopefully the Sounders will beat Portland because they're in Portland on Mother's Day. And that game is at noon. As far as weather, 54 degrees and cloudy. That's the Mix Report. Thanks to Kia Puyol for giving us the Mix Report. And that's what's up.
Oh, thank you, Steve.
Oh, somebody said that their mom worked at a Burger King and it got shut down for selling weed in the Happy Meals. Huh.
Really? Wow.
I would call that the Sleepy Meal.
Yeah.
Well, like the Happy or the Sleepy Meal.
Here's what I want to know. Managers aren't owners. So that's the only person that I think that would get away with this is somebody who's really not like, they don't have anything invested in the company.
Sure. Well, like the text said, that person worked at a Burger King. They didn't say they owned it or managed it.
Exactly.
Right.
So that's how that's how they go, I'll pull this off until I don't, and then whatever, I'll have made some money and, whatever, I'll go to jail or whatever. It's just my long-term brain goes, there's just no way this can be a successful venture.
I mean, it's a good idea, sell weed at a fast food place. Lunch is taken care of.
It's a great idea. I mean, look, it's a good idea, to go to a comic convention and, just have a bunch of prostitutes, or any convention.
Brilliant idea.
Except, of course, it's illegal. That's the problem.
No, yeah,
but they're great ideas. I remember every convention we were at, all of a sudden, wow, these women are dressed to kill. For some reason.
Do the hookers dress, they do cosplay? Because you just got me thinking, if I was a hooker, I'd go to a wrestling event and dress Nikki Bella or something, or like a sexy macho woman. Dress like a wrestler, because that would make the other fellow fans be like, whoa, who's this hot chick dressed as Macho Man? And then you start talking and she's like, I can give you the oh yeah special for $100.
Oh yeah.
I think they probably just think they're cosplayers. Special.
Oh yeah.
That's a brilliant idea though, $100, Steve.
$100, I'll make you say.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you know, a slave Leia coming at me, going, "Hey, you know, would you like me to Jabba your hut?" I mean, like, okay,
yeah. Right. And I do remember a lot of the strippers from the local areas when there'd be the comic book conventions and stuff would hang out front dressed up, and they would have the flyers to go to. I think it was Little Darlings and the one down by the stadiums and stuff, Dreamgirls.
Yeah.
So they would show up right down there and be like, "Hey, you know, this is a good time.
Here's a sexy stormtrooper."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Problem is
bring your lightsaber into Little Darlings.
Yeah. I don't know if it's too much police presence, you know what I mean, to advertise, again, something illegal like, you know, being a prostitute. But it's a great idea to cosplay. I mean, that is a fantastic idea. Because, right. I mean, you know, I mean, you see some really beautiful people dressed in some great outfits of a genre that I love. And then, you know, the next step is one of them would come up to me and go, "Hey, buddy, would you like to go and have a little fun?" I mean, I mean, that, you know, there was a time in my life where it's like, sure, I'll do it. How much?
Yeah, because back in going to the Gentlemen's Club days, like, I remember going in, and if the girl was like rocking like a Seahawks jersey, like, of course it was cut off. Because, you know, that's just not going to just
sexy.
That's the girl. That's the one. You know what I mean? Like, that's, I'm showing more attention to that one.
You're right. Yep.
This is a
great idea.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
Somebody said, speaking of selling drugs at stores, of course, all this is illegal. But they said my friend would sell weed from Blockbuster. You'd call ahead and you'd bring him cash, and then he'd give you the movie that you picked out and put the weed in there. Plus, you got the movie as well. Never got caught until they closed it down after an audit showed lots of missing movies and game consoles.
Oops.
Whoa, boy.
Yeah. That's such a cool way to do it. Like, what a great scam.
There was a well-known smoothie shop in Albuquerque, and it was known in college that if you went there, you could bring little minis in, and they would add in the alcohol to a smoothie that they were blending for you if you slipped them an extra $5, $10.
Ooh, boozy smoothies.
Yeah.
That's healthy.
That, I mean, it's illegal, but it's less illegal, I guess, than selling, you know, drugs. Sure. But, yeah, it's still illegal, though.
Yeah.
So he said, I sold weed at Taco Time in the 80s through the drive-thru. My cohort was the owner's son from Belladonna.
Oh, America. Yep. Yeah, humans, you know what I mean? They're going to do what they're going to do. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
Frosted Flakes is a cereal made by which company?
They're great. General Mills?
No.
Frosted Flakes Mill?
No.
Hershey's?
No, Hershey's.
I don't know.
I know.
Thanks, Trev.
Yeah. Now, this is very important. I mean, a lot of folks may not have heard this yesterday, but our boy Shaggy, who gets very upset when I don't go to beat Migs on time.
Here we go.
He called in yesterday during Listeners on the Loose and was very, very upset that I still am not getting to beat Migs on time.
Furious.
So, yeah, furious. So, by the way, the correct answer was Kellogg's. So I'm thinking that, you know, man, I think we can make it. I think I can be right about this. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. And Shaggy, we should be playing Beat Migs at 6:48 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. What's the difference between filing for bankruptcy and credit counseling?
Credit counseling is a useful process in some circumstances, but it does show up on your credit. In fact, from a credit scoring standpoint, credit counseling shows up just like a bankruptcy, so it's going to affect your credit as negatively as filing bankruptcy. In credit counseling, the idea is that a credit counselor works with your creditors on your behalf to try to lower interest rates or work out payment plans with your creditors to pay back your debt over time. In credit counseling, you almost always pay back 100% of the debt, sometimes at lower interest. And of course, some creditors will participate in that process and some won't. So you're usually left with kind of a mixed result with credit counseling and, of course, a high payment.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.